Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh Douglas's favorite segment of the week.
Favorite.
As we try to guess what everyone's talking about on Monday after another week in pro football. Hugh, week 14. It's a big one. A lot of big matchups. What do you think we're going to hear on Monday?
You always got to go to me first, knowing
come on,
how
that's
hard it is.
Hugh's usually the main event,
let me think.
You want to go last?
Well, no, I go first.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, Cleveland and Tennessee are playing this weekend. That's Cam Ward. Was it Cam Ward, right?
Yes.
Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
Already on fire.
The take is going to be that Shedeur should have, especially after he wins his game, that he should have went way higher than what he did after he has a success this weekend against Cam.
So, like, Cam Ward and Shedeur shouldn't have been drafted that far apart.
Yeah. Basically, you condensed it for me.
I'm just trying to help you out because I feel like that could mean, you know, maybe both of them should have been mid-round picks. But, like, they're not that
They're not that – gotcha. Yeah, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Maybe neither are good, but maybe they're not that different.
But they're not that far apart.
Cam has had a struggle bus of a rookie year. And Shedeur's on his – this would be Shedeur's
third
start?
Oh, yeah, because they had beef at the Shrine game.
I think you're right.
Not the East-West. No, the
Combine?
No, in Mobile. What's the game in Mobile?
Senior Bowl.
That's what it was.
So this is long time coming. They're settling the beef this week. All right.
Took me a long time, but I got there.
That's why it's your favorite segment of the
week. What I'm here for, bud. Always trying to make you look good.
I actually think you're in your own head with Guess the
you
Takes.
You are.
We've been doing this for years. It wasn't that hard last year.
No, but all of a sudden it just got harder.
It's the same thing.
Also, I think I'm rent-free because I always get on them because the prediction
thing. That's not a take. Yeah. That's a prediction.
Whenever we ask you to come up with a take, you're like, you say a prediction. I'm like, that's just a prediction.
Yes, it's rough.
Yeah, that's different. All right. Here's mine. But by Sunday night, you're going to hear. I think someone needs to tell him because I think sometimes when people get to a level of power and fame, no one tells them the truth. Someone's going to tell and needs to tell Aaron Rodgers just to get the hell home. I mean, this is now sad. The end of his career is sad. They're probably going to lose to the Ravens on Sunday. He has played terrible. Remember his first game of the year, how good they were, how good he was? He had like 4 touchdowns, no picks.
They look pretty decent.
Look, he has fallen. I mean, I'm looking at his numbers across the board. I mean, this is pretty ugly compared to the rest of the league. I don't even think he's a top 20 quarterback anymore. Aaron, just go home. It's like, no more.
That's to your fake wife.
Because of your fake wife. No one knows if she's real or not. Just, that's enough, Aaron Rodgers. Spare us the rest of this season. Kyle, what are we going to hear on Monday?
Everyone take a seat on the couch and get used to hearing the name Tyler Shuck for a while.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Get used to the name Tyler Shuck.
You mean the Tyler Shuck that was
on your
top 10
QB list.
Kellen Moore kind of has him cooking a little bit.
Huh?
Kellen Moore has him cooking down in New Orleans.
Huh?
Second round pick out of Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear what they're saying? The tape looks good.
I tried to tell y'all weeks ago.
So, try to tell us what.
Hold on. You don't get to put him and Spencer Rattler on the top 10 list.
I do.
And then if one of them works out.
I do. That's how it works. That's how it works in my world.
Here's the problem with the quarterback list. What do we do with all the guys that have now fallen off the top 10 that you had once on the top?
We don't talk about that because that don't fit the narrative.
Oh, so it's only we only point out the wins, not the losses.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we just have 8 Eagles games to talk about this year.
Tyler Shuck. Yeah, he's that dude. Mm-hmm. It's Shoud.
It's okay, not. No, it's Shug.
How is it spelled?
S-H-O-U-G-H.
Shug.
Shug. No.
Your name ends with the G-H.
And that, but that's Hug. It's Hug.
It's right. Hug. So if you, but your name's not Hug.
No, but that's what, you know, that's what I'm Hug. I go by Hug.
All right, pal.
And I don't like to give them. Don't like to give them. Don't hug me. Don't
so like from me. Now on, you're Hug?
I'm Hug Douglas.
All right. I like that your response to the facts of it doesn't matter what the spelling versus pronunciation is. I'd fine, call me Hug.
Hey, you just call me Hug.
Doubled down that his name has been pronounced incorrectly.
My name is Hug.
You kind of caught us off guard with that. Like, oh, yeah, well, I'm Hug. Okay. All right, Hug.
Hey, because I knew the road you were going down.
Well, it was a losing battle.
Always double down.
So you are.
Oh, yeah. Double down on ignorance all the time. All the time.
That actually
down.
Might be the tagline for the midday show.
double down on ignorance
for 4 hours a day. Let's go to Jack
and
Reddy.
We reshuffle the core values soon.
Yeah, we do. Sirianni's about two press conferences away from that one. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How are we again?
Hey, Jack, what's up?
Hey, so listen, I want to talk about Monday's game a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
So listen, I think personally this is the biggest game of the season. I don't know, what are your guys' thoughts on that?
So, I mean, like, if we unpack it from the perspective of do they have to win it, it's not as big as maybe you're saying because they have to win three out of the last five. But, Jack, in terms of the vibes, in terms of, like, the direction of the team and how they're going to feel – yeah, I mean, they need this one. Otherwise, it's going to feel like the ship is sinking by Tuesday morning. They do need this game.
Yeah, listen, that's kind of the I'm not talking NFC stuff. I'm talking more so vibes and morale of the team. I think if we lose this one on Monday, things could get ugly real fast. I'm talking, you know, as bad as the collapse a couple seasons ago. That's kind of the fear in my eyes.
Well, and they'd be there. I mean, they would be in that spot, and you'd be wondering because – you know, if you look at the parallels to the season, right, we have one side of the ball that's not good, one side that's kind of holding the weight. It's just the opposite. It was the defense then, now it's the offense that's not good. Now, Jack, they started the year off with a lot of wins close, right, so it was kind of masking some issues, and now it's coming back. And then you look at the schedule, I mean, down the stretch they have teams they should beat, but we said the same thing in 23, right? They had the Cardinals, they had the Seahawks. We're like, ah, well, even if they're struggling, they'll win. I mean, if they lose this one, it's – well, nothing will feel secure the rest of the season, even with the Raiders and the Commanders on the schedule.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point I'm going to start getting at here real quick, is if we have another collapse like we did a few years back, do we start to question Sirianni and whether or not to stick with him?
I would, yeah. Jack, because yeah. If I'm Lurie...
I don't think so.
If I'm Lurie, I'm starting to wonder, like, what are we doing here? Like, why can't we hold some sort of level of consistency? Like, two collapses in 3 years is ridiculous, but then it's a little bit confusing for everyone because there's a Super Bowl championship in the middle of those 2 years.
No, yeah, Joe, I completely agree with you, but Hugh, I heard you say no. What's holding you back from that?
I don't think so because of, you know... number one, they gave him a lot of money in offseason. And I think that, and this is just my personal feeling, I feel like they like what he's done so far with the pieces that he's had. Like, because think about it like this, Jack. He didn't pick his quarterback. Jalen was here before he got here, right? And yep. He was able to get the most. Like, just look at it from this standpoint. This is not taking a shot out at Jalen. But he's gotten the most out of Jalen. He's probably gotten more out of Jalen than anybody ever anticipated. Two Super Bowls, had like five winning seasons, two Super Bowls. And that's not me saying Jalen is the issue. That's me saying that's good coaching. And you've had four different coordinators, regardless of how it looks or what the offense looks like, you've had four different successful seasons with four different coordinators. So that's why I feel like that he's a good coach.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there, Hugh, and you're completely valid with that. But at the same time, if you have two historic collapses with, you know, some of the best rosters on paper in NFL history, how can we not start to question his tenure here and think about?
But my question to you, Jack, what is your definition of collapse, though? Because if you're talking about the year that they got beat by Tampa, they still won 10 football
games.
Ooh,
that was a collapse.
But
here's the thing. I hear what you guys are saying. But Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season in Pittsburgh. Is that a collapse? As hard as it is to win games?
No, hold on. No, I refuse to let you get away with it.
No, but my point is this.
It's a collapse.
They were 10-1.
Listen to what I'm saying, people. The in the NFL, it's wins and losses, right? You're winning more games than you lose. Now, the expectations, we're talking about records and we're talking about expectations. You're relevant. The Pittsburgh Steelers, regardless of what you want to say, have been relevant. They talk. When I say relevant, when you turn on TV, they're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, I agree with you, but I think the Eagles' expectations is excellent.
Yes.
Not relevant.
It is, yeah. But in order to chase excellent, you have to be relevant.
Yeah, well, that's true. You got to crawl before you can walk.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the
Eagles we should be running at this point.
We should be.
You're losing.
But for whatever reason, no, because you're not hearing what I'm saying. Is that Nick Sirianni, before Nick Sirianni was Jalen Hurts' quarterback coach? Mm-hmm. Didn't you hear stories about when he was in Indianapolis, he had this innovative offense and all this other stuff. For whatever reason, it's not the same. But he's still getting winning results. You follow
I understand.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hugh, I completely get you. And no one we're okay with these 10 plus win seasons. But at the same time, this roster on paper is one of, if not the best in the NFL right now. And I think we can both agree with that. So the expectations are a lot higher. And when you see a late season collapse and maybe a first round exit in blowout fashion, we can call that a collapse. And we can't have two seasons of that. We just can't.
It's a lot for
okay,
a short
but
period
Jack,
of time.
Let me ask you a question. You just said we have the best roster in football, correct?
I would say one of the best, yes.
Okay, but as I look at this call board, you're okay with 3-2. So how does that jive for you?
Well, because at the same listen here, Hugh. 3-2, let's go over the wins and losses, hypotheticals. Let's say we beat LA.
No, Joe, Jack, wait a minute, Jack, before you get started, I don't need you to tell me hypotheticals. I need you to tell me exactly what I asked you. You just said to me, we have, if not the best roster, one of the best rosters in football, right? But on this call sheet, on this call board right here, I see it says, I'll take 3-2. How does that work for you? How do you justify that?
A, it's above 500 in the last.
No, Jack.
You know,
see, Jack, I'm asking you. Jack does not get it because Jack, listen, Jack, listen to what I'm saying. No, Jack, because you're not answering the question that I asked you. I'm gonna ask you again.
I'm trying to.
No, Jack, take that bass out your voice. Take that bass out. Now, Jack, this is what I'm asking you. You just told me who's the okay. I'm gonna help you out with this one. Who's the best roster? Who do you think has the best roster in football?
I would say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jack. You just told me they had the second best. So which one is it? Is it the first best or the second best?
I'll play home field. I'll say the Philadelphia Eagles have the best roster.
Right, we got so that. We established that.
Okay, we've established that. Who has the best record in the NFC?
The Rams.
I'm asking Jack. I don't help Jack out.
The Rams.
Why are you okay with your own wording? You say we have the best roster. Why are you okay with 3-2?
because you have, okay, two games with the Commanders left, which is an inner rival in the division,
still not answering
right?
My question. But I'm gonna let
I
you
think
talk.
He's taking it from I'm the schedule.
But
the schedule.
Not, but
the schedule.
I'm not asking him about. But see, that, no, okay. No, Jack, I'm gonna let you talk. But I'm not. That's not what I'm talking about.
But hold on. But I do think the schedule's part of it. Like before the season, we would have said
not.
It is. Before the season, we would have said they have a great roster. But the schedule's harder this year. So few of us. I'll just speak for. I think few of us thought they were gonna go 14-3 again, even though the roster was great because the schedule was harder. Right, so that's the schedule's
no,
part of it.
See, no, let me help you. Let me help you out, Jack.
Let me help you out.
No, Jack, be quiet. Now I'm about to talk. I allowed you to talk. You didn't do exactly what I wanted you to do. This is why what you're saying doesn't align with how I feel. Because if you feel as strongly as you do about them having the best roster, it ain't no way 3-2 should be satisfactory for you. If you feel that strongly about it, that's the point that I'm trying to get to. The problem that I have with what you were trying to say, Jack, is because now you're trying to rationalize by the end of the season what this team should look like. Yeah, I know we got the Commanders twice, and I know we got the Raiders in there. I know that. But what I'm saying to you, let me finish. What I'm saying to you is this. If this is the best roster in the NFL and they're not living up to expectations, then they need to start living up to their expectations. That's why 3-2 is unacceptable, because you just told me that they have the best roster in the NFL. Do you understand what I was saying when I said that?
Hugh, I completely
no, I just asked you a simple
saying.
Yes or no question. Did you understand that?
Hugh, do you want me to say you're
no,
right?
No, I want you.
I'll
don't want you to tell me
Hugh,
I'm right, Jack. I am asking you to tell me, is it a yes or no? That's it. Why is this so hard? I'm not asking hard
you're
questions.
You're making it hard,
Hugh. No, Jack, you're being adversarial because you can't answer the questions that I'm asking, so you're trying to filibuster. That's all I'm trying to get you to see.
I have a thought on all this. At what point does it matter if we think they're the best roster? If you play 3 months of football and you are 30th in third down conversion rate, if you are the worst 3-and-out rate in the NFL, we could say that's a pretty name, Jalen Hurts. If the offense sucks for 3 months, well, at some point, guys, we might have to say they have the names. It doesn't matter.
Because you are not living up to expectations.
When do we change
that's
expectations?
That's a part of it, though. Yeah.
That's my whole point, yeah. Hugh. That's my whole point.
That was not your point, Jack. But anyway, I'll let you finish.
Oh, my. Hugh. You would disagree with me if I said it's 1:16 p.m. Eastern time right now. You would disagree with me.
No, when
but the bottom line is, Hugh, listen, I would happily take a 3-2 above 500 record to finish out the year. I would happily take that because, A, you got to look at the schedule. You got two with the Commanders. You got on the road at Buffalo and on the road at L.A. If you can win three and two in the last five games, that stabilizes the collapse and gives us a good chance going in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean that's mostly where I am, Jack. We appreciate it.
And you and Jack are both coping.
But I think it's also coping to say we have the best roster. We should win. I don't care that Jalen Hurts' name is Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown's name is Jalen Hurts. Look at the production.
It's not coping, Joe. But
football is not just about names, because otherwise we could just roll you back out there and say Hugh Douglas is 80 sacks.
Not at 25.
Well, you know, but the point, you know what I mean. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
Football changes very fast, right? Names are names. This offense stinks. You and I don't understand why. They are supposed to understand why. They're failing, all of them over there. But I just can't look at an offense that is this bad and say, we're going to go 5-0 because they're going to figure it out.
But it's okay to look at this offense and say that we can go 3-2 and get in the playoffs and hope for the best. Because that's what we're doing. What's the difference in what I'm asking you to do and what y'all hoping will happen?
Because
that's what we're doing.
Well, I think those of us that are on this side of it are just trying to stem off the collapse. We're trying to stem it off and get in the playoffs and win a few close games.
And what I'm trying to tell you and Jack is, if this is how it's going to go, this is what needs to happen. Because if we're talking about going back-to-back, 3-2 is not good enough. See, you both of you guys are coping. You're trying to rationalize, and you're hoping that you go 3-2, and maybe God's going to come down and anoint you with some powers, or maybe somebody gets hurt. And you can win a couple games. That's not the way you go about business. You handle business.
Well, okay.
You don't hope that it falls into your lap.
I hate to give him credit here because I fought with him the other day, but I'm going to use a point Elliot made. I just feel like the best chance the Eagles have is to look like some of these recent Chiefs years.
Okay, well, that's not good enough.
But Okay, but they did go deep in the playoffs in the Super Bowl.
Okay, but and they lost.
I understand that. But that's the I think my interpretation is the best shot we have to go deep into January and maybe the Super Bowl is to get in, have at least one home playoff game, and we're going to have to win three grimy games. I don't think – I would be floored at this point of the season if they wake up and look the way we think they should have looked. I think the ship has sailed, and I just am hoping for the best. I mean, that's – I mean, you're right. You're right. That's my assessment of it.
Yeah, you're hoping for the best. I don't believe in hope.
Taking the easy way.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Because, listen, and if it collapses, you know why it collapsed? Because that's my fault. And that's what you have to deal with. See, that's
yours,
this is the problem.
But
what I'm saying is, when you're in a situation where you start telling me, well, this team, you're playing this thing, no, you're not in control of your destiny. You're not in control of your fate. You're hoping that something good happens for you.
Yes.
And that's not.
I readily admit it.
And when we talk about this team, and we talk about the standard that they've set, we should never be in that situation. That's the point that I'm trying to make, Jack, and Joe, and anybody else who feels like 3-2 is okay. Because if we're sitting here, we sat here all season long and talked about the standard that this team set for itself, but now all of a sudden it's falling apart, and we're hoping that things fall our way. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. If you're supposed to be the big dog, be the big dog. Be the big dog. But nobody wants to be the big dog. We're just hoping, hey, we get 3-2, and hopefully Jesus Christ comes down. It's going to be the holidays, and we can hopefully somebody gets hurt or somebody's not playing well. No, that's not big dog. That's not how big dogs move.
I don't think we're the big dog this year.
Then we need to realize that, and we need to get better.
Hugh and I, big dog.
Twitter question. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are Hugh and Kyle big dogs? Yes or no? That wasn't the Twitter question. I'm kidding about that. All right. Let's go to the actual Twitter questions today, which were, we had a few up today. Would you sign up? This actually, after that passion there, is an interesting little breakdown of the answers here, Hugh. Would you sign up for a 3-2 finish to the season right now? How do you think the people voted on this?
They probably would.
It's very close. Now, 52% are with you. 48% are with me. Very close. Very close. Yep. That tells me a lot of people are legitimately worried they'll collapse, and the 3-2 will avoid that. Are you worried about the Phillies losing Kyle Schwarber? No at 59%, yes at 41%, and 59% voted fraud for Hugh Douglas versus Eagles insider. Now, again, Kyle and I both voted fraud, so the numbers may be off a little bit, even though we do think you are an insider.
Wait a minute, I'm winning that or I'm losing it?
You're losing it.
Fraud. I'm a fraud? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, 59%, yeah.
I ain't thinking about those folks. Again, they're just mad because I live in my truth.
Well, that's exactly where you live most of the time.
In my truth.
Yeah. Again, the voting may be a little skewed because Kyle and I mostly laugh, joking around voting, just skewing the numbers.
Hey, Jack, good call. I'm not mad at you. I mean, I just want you to know it was a little passionate, but I don't want you to think that, you know.
That's good.
I think Jack ended up being the straw that broke the camel's back on 3-2. It wasn't Jack.
It wasn't. No, because
it's just Jack's take, which has been echoed by a lot of people.
No,
today.
But here's the thing. When you say you're the best roster, like, there's expectation that comes with that. Now, I understand that you haven't lived up to those, but your expectations and your hopes and wishes, they don't match up for me. That's what I was trying to get him to see. Not like I'm trying to say he was right or wrong in his take, but when you say you're the best, then you play like that, or you feel that you exude that. I don't accept, like, it doesn't feel right to say that, okay, well, if I'm the best roster, then I'm hoping for 3-2. No, you take 5-0. You take that. That's what I was trying to relay, and we almost got there, but we did. Yeah. That's all I was saying.
It almost feels like, for the reality of this is, we've talked around all year, are they not as good as we think they are?
Yes, and that's the thing, because we sit here every week and we talk about, oh, this is going to be the week. We're going 38 to something. And it's not that. So now we've gotten to the point where, like Jack was doing, we're looking at wins and losses. Should have never been like that. We should have been dominating throughout the whole season.
Well, that would have changed things. For the most part, last year they were in that spot, right? We weren't talking about making the playoffs at this point. We were talking about seeding and the number one seed and all that kind of stuff. 215-592-9494.
We're big dogs.
Well, you guys are big dogs.
We do big dog stuff.
I'm not a big dog. We are big dogs on this show, the Big Dog Show. All right, we'll get to you people and some calls. Plus, Hugh isn't writing the Eagles off yet, but he did write another team off and a direct shot at Hugh Douglas from a current NFL player. You're going to want to hear this. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio, 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.